If you've got 5 minutes or so, I'll help you better understand how parts are affecting you and what you can do to live a calmer, happier, more courageous life, one short, helpful podcast at a time. Let's get started.
Welcome to You and All Your Parts. Hi, I'm Laura Lively. I am a certified internal family system practitioner. And IFS is one of many different types of parts work. So what are parts, you may be asking yourself? Like, what does that mean? Well, by parts, first of all, I just want to say everyone has parts. They are innate. We all have them. They're like different little parts of our psyches. They show up in our lives as thoughts or emotions. They're the things that make us reactive when things get dicey during the day. They can also be bodily sensations. Sometimes they serve us up a memory. And so I'm just going to give you a couple of examples. Like, have you ever had either of the following happen to you? So every morning when I wake up, I hear a little voice in my head saying, oh, can't we sleep a little longer? Please, please, please. And another part's like, get up, get up. We've got things to do today. We need to get going. We've got a very busy day. So to me, those are both parts. And what we say about parts is that they all have their own agenda. They're trying their best to help us. None of them are bad. All of our parts are doing the absolute best they can. So I hear the get up, the no, go back to sleep. Those are parts. They have two different agendas about what they think is right. Another example, since the advent of streaming TV, I mean, I'm sure you guys have noticed it, right? Like, I don't care who the provider is. I don't care if it's Netflix or Hulu or Amazon Prime. They queue it up so that the very next episode will start with, you know, automatically, right? So what I notice happening in my system is after a couple of episodes, I start hearing a voice like, get off the couch. You've been laying there for hours. Do something. You need to do something productive. And another part's like, no, I need to know what happens to my favorite character. So to me, these are parts, and they have different agendas and different ideas about what I should be doing next. And so in both of these examples, like I said, they want me to have different things. One wants me to sleep more. One wants me to get up and get going. One wants me to enjoy my TV binging. Another part wants me to get off the couch and be productive. And so in IFS, we believe that each of our parts has their own agenda. And like I said, they are doing the best they can to help us in the only way they know how. And in most cases, our parts have been doing their job since we were very young. Often they are stuck in the past and they don't realize we're grown up. They often tell us that they don't like the job they're doing, but they see it as critical and they don't know how to do anything else. So they really feel like they have no choice but to keep doing their same job. And so I want to focus on a part that a lot of us have, and I'm going to spend quite a bit of time on this part as we go forward in quite a few videos because, gosh, almost everybody has one, at least one. That would be an inner critic. Now you might be thinking, okay, I can kind of see your examples about binge watching TV and wanting more sleep, but you want to tell me how my inner critic is trying to help me? I hear you. I wondered the same thing when I first heard about parts work. I thought, there is no way that this crabby voice in my head is trying to help me. And if it was, it was failing miserably. And if you're like most people, you've spent years trying to ignore your inner critic at the very least, or kick to the curb, actively telling it to shut up and actively hating it, am I right? Out of curiosity, has that worked? Ever? Ignoring it, wishing it away. What I'd say to you is the opposite. Get curious about it. Talk to it instead of hating it. Are you still with me? Or did you turn off the, well, if you didn't, I'll assume you're still here. What you're going to find out about your inner critic is it is trying to protect you. It's most often trying to protect you from being hurt in some way. And what we do in internal family systems is build a relationship with it instead of ignoring it. So the critic can relax and start to allow you to lead your life. It may take some time, but it will relax. And that's what I'm talking about actually with all of your parts. We want to build relationships with them and not continue to ignore them or wish them away. So at this point, I would like to reassure you, we are not just a big bag of parts, right? IFS believes at your core you have a self with a capital S.
And that's what we're going to be talking about next.
Thanks for listening today. Please like and subscribe so you always know about new content. And don't forget to check out my website where I offer a free e-course and a complimentary 50-minute session to see how I can help you deepen your parts work journey. I'll see you again soon. Until then, love to you and all of your parts.